This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is the Escape Hour.
Well, how about you? You're always going away.
We still plans have to have
the
this year.
Yeah, we still have to have the Iceland.
Yeah, we need to do a show on Iceland, which would be great. Iceland would have to be in my top five now. I cannot tell you how beautiful that part of the world is. Iceland itself is just spectacularly visually beautiful, and what I love about it is it's a small island created from volcanoes, and obviously you've got these amazing waterfalls. And it's part of the Arctic Circle, so there's not a lot of trees there, but you do this greenery comes from moss, and then from moss grows other plants, and so you can walk inside a lava tunnel from one of their volcanoes. You can see the Northern Lights.
Now, what time of year are the Northern Lights?
Well, the Northern Lights in Iceland are out from the 1st of September to the 15th of April each year. They run the tours. Oh. So it's around about a 6-7 month stint that you can see them in Iceland. And the best way that we found to do it was we took a couple of coach tours where we went by land. And you've got to get away from the city bright lights.
Yes.
To actually see the Northern Lights. And so we took a couple of coach tours. The one that was most successful was the was a boat tour. We took a boat tour out into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Way nicer than coach tour.
It was much nicer, and we saw all these beautiful. We saw some lights up in the sky, and it was absolutely spectacular. You know, it was a bit cold. Admittedly, we went during winter.
Arctic.
The Arctic Circle.
So, what time of the year do you think is the best time? I mean, if you want to see the Northern Lights, obviously it's got to be within that 6 month period.
Yeah, look, I don't think there is a time for Iceland. I think it's just so so visually spectacular. In summer, obviously, you've got the midnight sun, so it's daylight in Iceland for 23 hours a day.
I don't know how I would cope, quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly right. So you need to have good curtains.
Now, I hear that there are aspects of Iceland that are quite expensive. Is accommodation expensive?
I don't think accommodation expensive. I think that the day-to-day living is expensive. So you need to go there with a bit of money in the piggy bank. It is one of those destinations that historically the whole country went bankrupt a few years ago because there were some naughty people printing too much money.
Damn.
And so anyway, they've sort of revived the economy through tourism and doing extremely well out of it. Mm. It's also one of those countries that's very progressive. It runs on natural energy, so it's certainly all of their power and heat and everything comes from thermal pools and wind energy and everything. So when you go to this place and you just sort of think, oh, I just can't believe how stunning it is here, you kind of look at the way they've set up the country. There's only 300,000 people that live there.
300,000?
That's all in the entire country. Mm. And they're self-sufficient, and they have their own clean energy. And you sort of think, you know, I just don't mind paying a few extra dollars to do things here because, you know, they've...
That's right.
Well, they've kind of got the perfect world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, perfect world for a very small amount of people and a very strange climate.
Yes.
I mean, to live there would be, I would imagine, would be quite challenging. But I think that we should start a new form of tourism.
What's that?
It's socially progressive tourism, where you just go to those countries that... Yeah. I mean, I guess it's all personal opinion, isn't it, really?
Yes. I know. I think that's a good idea. But I think as a gay man, I would certainly go and get have a honeymoon in Iceland. I would absolutely love that. I would love nothing better than I've had a lot of my years doing the big cities, and they are fun and out there, and disco dancing, and you know, going to plays, and you know, having a great time. And
seeing Broadway shows.
Oh, yes. But if you want to do something just I don't know, you just, I think sometimes you need a great big injection of nature.
Well, you know, the Japanese, as I may have said on the show a couple of times, they call it forest bathing.
Yes, and I highly recommend forest bathing. I have been blown away by what I've seen in Iceland. I don't... you know, I'm waiting for my retirement, because that's when, you know, you'll have me on here in 100 years' time talking about Australia nonstop, because I know how visually beautiful we are here. But while I can still travel, I'm off overseas doing the overseas trips.
I have the same policy too.
Yeah, which is what we do in Australia, because it's, you know, we're so far away from the rest of the world. But, you know, age is an interesting concept, Fiona. And, you know, I just find that these days anything that's visually beautiful, I want to go and see it now, and I want to get out into the great outdoors and nature and just enjoy.
Yeah, and don't waste time.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, there you go. The escape hour is almost coming to a close again. Keep in mind, folks, next week we're going to Turkey.
I love the fact that we're going to Turkey. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. And, you know, Russ, can I ask you, what did you eat quickly before we go? I want to know what you ate in Iceland.
Well, we had a lot of soups because it was very cold in winter. I tried some whale, which was very interesting. Not on my top 10 list of foods.
What does whale taste like?
I didn't like it. It didn't matter how much soy sauce I put on the whale, it wasn't for me. So, you know, I'm not...
Soy sauce usually can, you know...
Well, you'd think
kill
so,
would
you? You'd think so, you know, and it just didn't matter. You know, when you're sitting there and you're eating something and you can feel your mouth starting to water and, you know, you just got to push that plate away and just smile at the people you're with and say, that was good. Thank you very much. Now, I'd just like a great big shot of something to wash that down with, if you don't mind.
So you're not a very good actor, is what you're telling me.
No. You know, I had that look on my face like, oh, no, thank you.
I know. I'm always pulling faces when I put something in my...
Why do we always go there on this show? I have no idea. I thought the show was going to be cleaned up a bit without that Tad Lombardo, but apparently not.
Just slipped out.
So there are so many great places to be going to this year, and, you know, you need to start planning now. There are still some great early bird airfares out there.
Oh, look, I get paralysis. There's so many good airfares, and I'm like going, oh, my God, I've got a book. I'm going to miss the deals. And then I'm like, but I can't commit to the time. So I have a bit of paralysis around that, and maybe you can, next week we can talk about how you can avoid that.
Yes, and I think it's just a matter of, you know, buying and then going to your boss and saying I'm going, and then start the planning, because it's, everyone should have a holiday. Work is too stressful in our country, and the very best remedy for that is to take some time off and go and visit Australia or another country, and you need to do that through your local travel agent.
Brought to you by Russ Masterton.
On that note, it's time for us to go. Escape hour is completed. I can't wait to see you again next week.
All right, Russ, see
you. Okay, have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.